Welcome to a brand new episode of the Internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. I know I sound sick. I know I sound hoarse. I can assure you, I'm not getting sick. I am not. It's just I spent the past 45, 50 minutes or so shouting at my computer because it's been acting up due to Windows updates and everything else, so please forgive the sound of my voice. And plus, I've been up for the past 24 hours. I need to get this episode recorded and out to all of you. So that being said, this week our Halloween interview series continues to the fact we get caught up with Matt Burns finally and speak to him about being a part of the Halloween family, promoting something like Halloween, being a promoter, doing conventions and the whatnot, and what got him started and wanting to be a part of Halloween. So it was a very interesting and fun conversation. It's always been fun speaking to Matt Burns and getting this content out to all of you. And speaking of getting this content out to all of you, it's been coming to our attention that the outlets that get this content out to all of you, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or what have you, they've been restricting our episodes, meaning that there are times like what this week would be is that we will not click that explicit tag, meaning Podbean has this option to let the outlets such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts know that an episode is clean, and therefore it should not attach that explicit tag. And the reason why we have that explicit tag is just in case we need to use vulgar language, or one of our guests needs to use vulgar language, it is there. But recently, we haven't been having that need to use vulgar language, and none of our guests have had that need to do so either. Case in point, our interview with Liz Priestley a few months back was a clean episode. But according to Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, it's explicit content, even though it's not. The reason why is, from what we were told, is these outlets are going,
we understand that this episode might be clean, but whether it be a week, a month, a year, or 4 years back, you decided to use explicit content. So therefore, every episode, whether or not it is explicit, we are going to put that tag on it. Therefore, all the moms and dads out there that want to shield their children's ears from your content won't listen to your episode, even though it is something that they would air in front of their little children. We gotta let them know, just in case.
And it's pathetic. It's sad. So what you can do to help us get the word out about our episodes, if you listen to an episode and you realize it is clean content, share the episode, get it out there, help us spread the word, let them know, when you share the post promoting an episode, whether it's this episode, an upcoming episode, or a past episode that you know has clean content and has no vulgar content, share that link, share it out saying, hey, even though that Apple Podcast or Spotify or Google Podcast is saying this episode is explicit, it is not explicit. They are lying to you. Big Tech is lying to you. Listen to this episode. find out more about Apolloween. So listen, check it out, share the episodes. Yeah, because you want to listen to this stuff. So enough of me babbling and all that fun jazz. I'm going to step back and let you all hear this great interview that we got with Matt Burns. Again, special thanks to Matt Burns for being on the show once again. The video aspects of this interview will be on our YouTube channel, depending on how slow internet's going to be or how troublesome everything is going to be. That video will be up sometime this week in regards to it. I'm talking about the week of July 19th, 2021. So depending on where when you hear this, it might be up already. So go to our YouTube channel and check it out. Just do a search for if we are under 100 subscribers still. Do a search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, because if you don't put the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the channel will not come up. A lot of nasty stuff does come up. We've been trying to tag our episodes, so no matter what, our videos come up at the top of the search. But since there are a lot of sickos out there, you have to search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. So, when you do stop by our YouTube channel, please hit that subscribe button so we can get to our 100 subscriber goal. And please share out all the links to our podcast episodes. Help us spread the word. Be a part of the Long Coat Mafia family. So I know I hate using that aspect of family, because everybody from every YouTuber, every podcaster uses family and all that. I hate using it. So therefore, instead of being a part of the family, be a part of the mafia and spread the word about us. Be kind, be friendly, let everybody know that you are a member of the Long Coat Mafia podcast. You're a member of the Long Coat Mafia, and you're a part of the internet's most hated mafia themed geek podcast, and spread the word. So and also, it's come to my attention, not only are we the internet's most hated mafia themed geek podcast, we are also the area's least known podcast too. Special thanks to many in our area showing us hate too. So again, I'm going to back off. Here is Don Ramirez speaking with Matt Burns. Again, special thanks to both of them in regards to letting us do this. So, here's that interview.
Matt, we are now locked and rolled. Just wanted to let you know.
All right. Both Chris and I have had one hell of a long week, and I know that they
It's
been a long time. No scene.
Burns, I'm sitting here with Matt Burns. So, Matt, let's talk a little bit about Apolloween, how you got involved with this year, and what your role is.
Well, I'm basically just doing my thing as the promoter, getting the word out, maybe hopefully getting some cool, side things to go along with the event. The event needs no embellishment. I mean, it's been around for many years. I mean, we hope to, stay true to the name or whatever. I mean, Jennifer Roberts is back, she's really doing well with it, along with Johnny Sullivan, myself, and Matthew Amos. We're the fearsome foursome, we call ourselves now, which is funny. I'm definitely more on the promotion side, because those guys can build circles around me. It was funny watching me try to use a drill the other week. I could barely even use it. Construction's not really my thing, unfortunately, but we got a great team of volunteers, and I think this thing's going to go over really well this year. I know people are hungry to get back out, I'm hungry to get back out to the concerts and the conventions and all that stuff we missed last year, and I'm glad that people aren't taking it for granted, like they used to. Like they did pre-pandemic, when they would just not show up, they would just be like, they'll be another one, and then we had a year and a half of nothing.
Nothing.
Right. Yeah, literally nothing. I think people really you know, not taking things for granted anymore, which is great. And that's the way life should be. You don't, I mean, I don't take anything for granted. All the endeavors that I've had, and I mean, you know, God knows I've had enough of them. I mean, you know, from music to this to you know, the conventions and the movies. I mean, I just, you know, you got to live like there's no tomorrow. Or, I mean, you know, what Ferris Bueller say, if you blink, you can miss something, you can miss it or whatever, you know, so. That's how I've always tried to be, and I'm glad that people are starting to find their, you know, spirit again. It's really nice.
Absolutely. What are some of the things that are planned for this year's Apolloween that you're aware of and that you're involved in this early phase of?
Well, we don't have anything in stone yet. I mean, we're still very in the early building, as you've seen upstairs. I mean, I know you guys have been up there. I mean, and we're making great progress up there too. Believe me. I mean, it looks completely different now, and I think, you know, I mean, we've had our volunteers really worked hard with that, and I cannot thank them enough, and it's just been wonderful. I mean, like I said, but yeah, no, we're talking about bringing in possibly some horror celebrities, you know, maybe even bringing the local Martinsburg Rock School, as you know, you're very well involved. Maybe, you know, maybe do some movies and some stuff like that or whatever. I mean it takes all kinds, it takes everybody to try to make this work, and we want to make this as cool as we can, and, you know, kind of make it different, because again, we have Creekside Manor, we have a couple other haunts around here, but, you know, this one was always known as being one of the better ones, and we want to make sure we get back to that status again. I mean, you know, everybody here really wants this to work, which is great. Everybody's on the same page.
Have you been involved with haunts in the past, and if so, tell us some of the haunts you're associated with.
Well, I was going to say, I helped promote the last couple of years for my buddy Jason Hackney, Hackney Haunts, which runs out of the Town Mall of Westminster. And Jason's a really great guy. I mean, you know, and we're still friends. I can't wait. And he's actually got three attractions this year. He only had one before. He's got two mall haunts and a cornfield. So that's actually off you know, property of the mall. And, of course, Creekside Manor was always one of my favorites. I'm friends with the Durham family out at the KOA in Williamsport or whatever. They have a great haunt. I mean, it's just old school and fantastic. Like I said, I mean, those guys are really cool. They're letting us shoot our movie Killed on Arrival out there, which is really awesome. And I met John through Conrad Brooks, who unfortunately is no longer with us. And Conrad was such a wonderful guy. And the other haunt that I've known for years is, I know the guys from Markoff's Haunted Forest. Fantastic haunt down on the other side of Rockville, if you ever want to check that one out. I mean, it's huge out on this, like, I think it's like a Christian campsite, but then if, like, you walk over a hill and all of a sudden there's like this big, like, skull here waiting for you and whatnot. It's pretty killer. Yeah, Markoff's Haunted Forest and the Land of Fear, also right outside Westminster, which is at a paintball park. And the last one I'm going to name is Lewis Brown and Darkwood Manor, the first movie I was ever in with Conrad. We shot there. And Lewis is a great guy as well. He's kind of like one of our, I mean, Jen's good friends with him. You know, we've all known each other for a long time. So definitely love those guys down in Lorraine, down by the caverns.
Don't mean to,
let me get a couple of questions. And then I'll kick them over to you. Okay, let's go over what you have going on in Waynesboro next weekend.
And oh, yeah.
After that one, I have one follow-up on horror, and then I'll turn you over to Chris.
Sounds good. Yeah, next weekend is the Nightmares on Main Street Film Festival, which is focusing on all the films that were made kind of in the four-state region. You know, we have a couple of the bigger films like Night of the Living Dead, the original one from '68, they shot outside Pittsburgh, Blair Witch Project, which of course was, you know, shot right
is
down
the
Perkins.
Is the director going to be there for Blair Witch?
He says he's going to try to make it. Yeah, he's still in Urbana, Maryland. Yeah, but I was going to say, yeah, Eduardo Sanchez. I was going to say, but he's a very busy guy. I mean, he's still. He directs like Supernatural or American. I mean, he's really hit the big time, which is great for him. I mean, it's great for this area to know that people can. I mean, you know, with work, you can really put it in. Bloody Summer Camp, which is the '80s homage with Felissa Rose and our good friends The Left and Voodoo Love Gods, are both on the soundtrack of that one. Yeah, which I mean, because it was so wonderful to have '80s punk we actually put on the soundtrack, made it even more authentic. Great film, great film. And Remnants, which, I mean, Don, you were there with us a few times down in the basement of the Rock School, and I mean, that's going to be playing. Got a couple local bands on that as well. Trigger 13, who unfortunately split up, and South of Sobriety, which you know, they're very well known local bar band from this area, and really good band too. And we got MILFs versus Zombies, directed by Martinsburg's own Brad Twigg. He's made a lot of movies, Shriek Show, Death Board. I mean, he's really done well for himself in the low budget indie community. And Brad's a great guy. We're actually working together on something here soon. And the other ones, the other you know, more local filmmakers we're shooting on is Key 13 Film out of Frederick, are showing their two shorts. Right before Waynesboro's own Libby and Matt Libmatic Films, Dead Woman's Hollow, which was loosely based on a true story, actually based on a murder up in Franklin County, and also The Darkness Waits, which was kind of the sequel to that film or whatever, and they were all shot right in Waynesboro as well. So, you know, it's great to have, you know, such a great pool of talent in this area. And of course, we got vendors, we got celebrities, we got Sandy Johnson, who was in the original 78 Halloween, John Russo, who wrote Night of the Living Dead, Helly Nudeh, who was in the original My Bloody Valentine. So really good, really great festival.
To get a good schedule, where would our...
Go just look on Facebook, Nightmares on Main Street Film Festival 2021. It's an event page, and we just posted the itinerary, basically. So yeah.
A couple of questions on that. What's your role in? Were you an organizer?
Organizer.
And it's an old cinema in downtown.
Yeah, they've revamped it. It's been downtown since the 1920s. They've renovated it and everything like that. Obviously, made it more.
Not
new.
Many of those kind of spaces left.
No, it's true, that theater is owned by the town. It's a non-profit, just like the Apollo.
That's
here.
Awesome.
It's really a cool thing. So definitely, this is kind of. I mean, when you pay to get into the films, you know, a portion of it goes to the filmmakers, and a portion of it goes to the Waynesboro Theater. So you can't get any more homegrown than that. It goes right where it should. The money goes right where it should this weekend.
Frostburg has a cinema similar to that. So you guys will be projecting video.
Yes.
Is that?
Blu-ray, DVD.
Yeah. Blu-ray projected.
Yeah, DVD, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, yeah, and also Kaiser has a space like that too. The Indie on Main, I was going to say, they do concerts right outside of Cumberland and Frostburg as well. They do concerts and they screen movies there as well, like local films and whatnot.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's most intrigued me about the work that you're doing when you do stuff over at Winchester, at Alamo.
Right.
And that whole idea of working with your local cinema. And my follow-up, one of the things I enjoy about our relationship, our friendship, is this love of unusual horror films. We both have, you know, we can go back
absolutely,
and, you know, way into the 20th century. So with everyone we've had on part of the Halloween, we talk about some of their favorite horror filmmakers, the people who talked to them at a young age. So who were some of the filmmakers that connect you to the horror genre, and what is it about the horror genre that has kept you so engaged in it?
Well, I was going to say George Romero. I always loved the Night of the Living Dead movies, and the way he tells the story, especially with because a lot of the stuff that he talks about, you almost feel like it could happen. I mean, look at the pandemic and stuff we were in last year. It wasn't zombies, but it was you know, the whole outbreak and the quarantine and stuff. I mean, that stuff could actually happen to people. And I always loved like the Ed Wood and Conrad Brooks, you know, way of making films, because it's like, wow, if they can do it, anybody can do it. But it's still fun to watch. That's the thing. I mean, you always want, you know, stuff that you can connect with, you know, with realism and whatnot. And I mean, you know, that's with a lot of these low budget films. You know, you can actually. I think they're a lot more relatable than a lot of the higher end films are. You know, I mean, it's like you could watch it. You'd be like, wow, I can relate to that character. There's a great movie done by a guy I know up in PA, Steven Mina, and he did a film called Brutal Massacre, a comedy, which was literally him behind the scenes. I'm making like what you're kind of doing with the Alamo, of this B movie, of this clueless director played by the guy David Naughton. And it was just, I mean, all these people, you just relate to it so well. It's on Amazon Prime if y'all want to watch. It's really a lot of fun, especially if you've ever been on these B-movie sets or whatever. It's just, I guess a lot of times it is chaos. but you know, but in a good way or in a bad way, depending on the day or whatever. But I mean, but yeah, it's just, there's a lot of great filmmakers out there. I mean, Lawrence Fowler, I really like him. He's out of England. He's got, you know, Curse of the Doll and Jack in the Box, which are horror movies, but they're more related around the people and their struggles and what they go through. I mean it's British, I guess they have a lot more heavy on dialogue, even though the gore is good too. But they definitely have more of a that kind of thing. So there's a lot of great filmmakers out there that you just need to find.
Matt, since you said you're an indie creator with filmmaking with Matt Burns' Absurd Productions, Key 13, but you, as stated, you've also done a lot of promotional work.
Yeah.
With music, conventions, Four State being one of the more popular ones.
Right.
And covering, asking with Don, you said you've done a few haunts. Is there a difference, or is haunts doing a haunt, and a haunt such as Apollo, a different type of challenge for you? Or I know each one presents its own challenges, is it kind of like something new? I know you're always open to a new challenge.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I get bored very easily, if y'all haven't noticed. I get bored very easily. But yeah, no, I mean the haunt, this is the first time I've ever been a full-time promoter of a haunt. So this is all brand new to me. But I'm sure there's going to be, you know, bumps in the road, just like all of them. I mean, music is that. I mean, it's all about making people feel like, you know, that you got to make sure that people have a good time and they want to come back. And all. I mean, obviously that's
I'm sure there's in any promotion. Amongst music promotion, show promotion, and now the haunt, I'm sure there's some similarities where.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of the same. A lot of the crossover crowd. So absolutely.
Therefore, you could say, hey, maybe if this works in A and works in B, let's
maybe it'll work in C, or maybe it won't. Or maybe things that didn't work in A and B might work in C. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always. I mean, you just want to keep pushing along. I mean, that's the thing. You just gotta put in the work. That's what I always tell people. You know, if you're not willing to put in the work, you know, it's not going to do well for you. I mean, it's just. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people who want to do it, who want the so-called fame and fortune, I guess, whatever you want to call it. They want to be the cool guy on campus or whatever, but they don't put in the work.
Right.
You know, I mean, because, and you know, a lot of people think, you know, oh, he can do it, so I can do it or whatever. Well, you know, that's not always the case. I mean, there's things I thought I could do that other people could do that I couldn't do. there's always bumps in the road. You know, you gotta just, yeah. But I mean, the thing is, you can either let them stop you or you can keep going. Well, I mean, and that's, I've always chose to keep going because.
I know, as I was talking with Don, that it, doing this for the past 6 years, that's about almost as long as I've known you, is
right.
6 years. And it's just, knowing Don, knowing you, it's like, I've known so many great, like through you, I've known Mark Byrne, I've known a bunch of other great folks that are out there. Known Patty for the first time, a Con family, thanks to Four State. So, and you're one of the folks that said, you know, with another mutual tall friend of ours, back when Four State Horror Find was a thing. Nothing, you know, I'm not knocking you for that.
Oh, and you got to, that's the thing, you got to learn, and you got to let yourself learn, and you got to learn from your mistakes.
It's like a lot of folks who've been paying attention over the past 6 years, you're the one that pretty much said, you're doing a panel this weekend, have at it. And me just turning to my buddy and going, does he realize we've never done this before? You're doing it now. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes you just got to, I mean, that's the thing. You can talk, you can research, you can talk, you can do whatever. But eventually it comes time to do it, and you got to do it. You got to figure it out sometimes. Sometimes you got to figure it out on the fly.
I got about one Matt Burns' story, and then we can wrap unless you guys don't have anything. The first time I heard your name, I was like, who the fuck is Matt Burns? You had got the Sourpuss, they were going to play in Shepherdstown at the Hippie Bar. And I was thinking to myself, there ain't no fucking way that they're going to play. It's just not going to happen.
And you were right.
I was right.
And you were right.
I was right.
Yeah, you were at that show. Remember that? The hippies revolted, man.
And he goes, Brian Sefcik.
I said, who? Brian Sepsic. You're going to see Brian Sepsic in Shepherdstown.
And it was a benefit for the rock school. That was the funny thing. It was supposed to be a benefit. And I mean, that guy was a friend. The bar is now closed.
I remember two things there.
Yeah.
And the performers would have to compete over the audience. You know?
Yeah, because they didn't want, oh, God, you can't do that. Which is funny because I brought the biggest crowd they ever had in that place, at that punk rock flea market. And you know that. I mean, the place was packed. You know
the thing
was
is. I was taking pictures like days afterwards, like with boxes of like Norton salt, saying there's less salt in this box than the fries I had at this bar.
As I said, the food was not good. It was overpriced. Well, I mean, welcome to Shepherdstown.
It's got that hippie thing,
It was one of those things that, in regards to that event, it was like, I'm there to promote my show. Matt needed help, even though you took, I think it was like, might have been George that brought me up. Somebody brought me up.
Yeah, yeah, or Sasha. Yeah, okay.
And you needed help at the door, and I'm like, you know what? Screw, you know, I'll promote when I can, I'll help Matt. You know, that's the thing. When Matt needed help, I'll be the door guy. And that's how I met Brian that night. You know,
I felt horrible about that. I really did. But I mean, Brian knew it wasn't my fault, obviously. I mean, Brian and I go back a ways too. I mean, you know, and that's, I remember, you know, when I was 18 years old playing in a band, Cowtip, opening for the Love Gods in a tattoo shop back in the day. I mean, you know,
the last, I don't know if I've got to tell you this, the last, Brian's wife.
I'm sorry to hear that. No, yes. I did not.
Andy had called me, and I was surprised by it. But we had the Voodoo Love Gods over at Sky Stage, or
right,
show there in the spring. I love the Voodoo Love Gods. I love all of those guys. I've known them for, you know, 35 years, whatever. Come to expect the unexpected, but at least as we get older, I expect them to get calmer.
No. Quite the contrary.
Brian throws an empty beer can at TBD, hits.
Oh, the girl. Yeah, I heard about this.
Oh, man. And then, you know, Andy calls me a couple of days later after Brian and I tried to talk to her. She was, you know, all, and you know, Andy says, well, you know, they're part of the, what's it called, cancel culture.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that interview and updates from Matt Burns. It's always great to have Matt on the show. He is a hoot, and special thanks to him, Don Ramirez, and everybody else that allowed us to get an interview. Stay tuned to our outlets, as much as they are restricting us and don't like us. And it's no, folks, for all of you who love to hate on us because of our show's name, it's because you're called the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. That's why there's hate on you, and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts is always sticking the word E and kind of restricting you. No, it's happening to everybody. We've asked those in a lot of Facebook groups. They've told us, it's happening to a lot of folks. It's not just us. So please share out our links. So head on over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. Hit that like button. We're almost at 500 likes, folks. I know numbers, a lot of folks will tell you numbers don't matter. I just want to hit and exceed that 500 like goal and, you know, stay past there, you know, because believe it or not, even though it's 2021 and again, numbers don't matter, but there are a lot of organizations out there that the only look at numbers in regards to metrics. How many likes do we have on Facebook? How many subscribers do we have on YouTube? How many views do we have on YouTube? How many listens per episode do we have as a podcast? That's all they do. So we need your help so we can become bigger and better, so we could get bigger and better content for all of you. Because, yeah, I know, I have folks that tell me, you don't want to, you know, places like AwesomeCon, they don't want you. They're MoneyCon. They don't give a rat's rear about you. And they're right. They're right. But there are a lot of other events that probably do care. But they have people working for them that are Karens and Kyles that all they want to see is numbers. We don't want anybody part of our organization that doesn't have less than 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and is not getting under 50,000 views on YouTube, and they have to have for their website millions upon millions of click-through rates. Hey, Podbean doesn't give our click-through rates. They didn't used to, but right now, when you have places like AwesomeCon wanting evidence, wanting that aspect of it's got to be click-through. If you're not, listen. This is the truth. With our current numbers, we are average. We are the little guy. There've been people that have been kneeling, and that sound that you hear right now is a train going by, ladies and gentlemen. But they've been, you know, with awesome places like AwesomeCon since the beginning, so they get special treatment year after year after year, and there's people that do nothing but bow down to places like AwesomeCon. We don't do that. But the thing is, if it wasn't for great organizations like AwesomeCon, Four State, Waynesboro, even though we're critical about them, and heck, I'm going to say it, even though they told us no, they wanted us to show up. They wanted us to do content for them. To do content, because they were happy for us to do content. They wanted us to do content. They understood that content matters. And that's Baltimore Comic-Con. They told us no, but come on, buy a ticket. Get content for your show. We want you to get content for your show. That's the attitude we want. That's the respect we want. Places like AwesomeCon did not ever show us that level of respect. Baltimore Comic-Con did. Back in 2019, they said no. We're sad to say no. But we understand. You know what? Even though they didn't say the exact words, but they pretty much said we understand. Content matters. We want you to buy a ticket and get content for your show. We understand that. We want to see what you can do. We want you to be respectful. Understand that if somebody says no, respect that response and, you know, walk away. Be polite, because who knows? Maybe next time we will say yes. We want you to be able to show us that you get content for your show and not just want to mooch off us and just get a free ticket. We want you to see that you're getting that content. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to be this August 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're going to be in our nation's capital at AwesomeCon trying to get every bit of content for you. Heck, like I said, we're going to be there all 3 days. We will be there 4 days. We're going to be up there a day early to make sure we have our hotel room. We got our badge. That way on Friday we could hit the ground running as soon as the convention starts. We have our interview requests put in. We're going to try to, you know, we're not just going to do our initial walkthrough video and game room video and all that. We're not just going to do that. We're going to try to get additional video content for all of you for our YouTube and Facebook pages, so all of you out there can enjoy. We're going to try to get some panel recordings for you, because there are a lot of independent creators at AwesomeCon talking about maybe doing independent mangas and doing their own animes and web drawings and being Twitch streamers and that whole fun jazz. that those are people that we could ask, hey, can we, you know, we're the Long Coat Mafia podcast. We're an independent creator. We want to record your panel and help you, even though there might be only 15, 20 people here. How would you like to increase that, you know, that listenership that right now? And not to mention, if you have a Twitch stream, you can tell your folks, hey, this podcaster came to us and said, we want to record your panel, share it. And therefore, you get to be a part of that panel. So hear that panel, you know, and everything else. That's what we're going to do. We're going to, not just that, we're going to get Instagram photos. We're going to get Facebook photos. We're going to do the whole nine. We're going to attack this thing, yo. That's right. And not to mention, since we're going to be there all 3 days, we're going to gun for interviews. We have 4 interviews lined up. Whether or not we get all 4 interviews, we're going to do it, man. Whether or not we're going to do like one big interview episode or 4 individual episodes, we don't know. So there could be up to 4, 5, 8, 10 episodes coming out from this year's Otacon. That's a record number in regards to Otacon. And plus, it's one of the first big cons coming back since what happened last year. All of you know what happened back in 2020. You're going to be telling your kids about that. So, yeah, that's that whole aspect. So, that's everything. Stay tuned to all our outlets, like Facebook, facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. Our Instagram, which is Long Coat Mafia. Our Twitter page, which is also Long Coat Mafia. Hit those like buttons. Hit those follow buttons. Heck, go to our YouTube channel. We talked about it. That's right. We talked about our YouTube channel. Go there. Search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast on YouTube. All the links will be in the description down below. Click those links. Hit that subscribe button. Hit those follow buttons. Hit those like buttons. That's right. All those stuff helps us out. Plus, that way, when we drop new content, you are there for that new content to see what we're doing, see what's up, and you get to listen to all that new content and share it out. Help us out. Heck, if you don't listen, please share it out, subscribe, help us out. It is free. Every follow matters. Every like matters. Every subscribe button click matters. It helps us out defeating the evil tech companies that want to suppress independent creators like me, like Don Ramirez, like Matt Burns, like everybody else that's an independent creator on these platforms that are out there. Help us out. Hit that like button. Hit that, you know, subscribe button. Do so today. Links are in the description. And I'll see all of you next week. And yes, I know I didn't promote our Twitch stream. I'll start promoting again once everything is said and done. Again, I'll see you all next week. I'm the Reverend Godfather, and I am out of here.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.